Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy and safe fall season.
Are you tired of caffeinated or high-calorie beverages? Good Life International wants you to try Glyco Tea. You'll be drinking the finest quality tea, providing you with such benefits as absorption of carbs and calories. Great for diabetics and aids you with weight loss. For pennies a day, you can boost your energy. For more information or to order Glyco Tea, go to www.life26.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Gentlemen, morning, Doug. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and I was just contemplating, looking back to 1973. Many of you may remember, many of you may not, but there wasn't a gasoline shortage at that time. The Arabs had raised the price of oil, and certainly at that time there were lines at the gasoline stations, and you turned on your television sets. And you saw cartoons of dinosaurs lumbering through the forest, and the caption, the voice behind said, "We're running out of dinosaurs. There's a shortage of oil. We're running out of dinosaurs. There are no more dinosaurs. We're running out of oil." And the inference was, of course, that oil came from dead dinosaurs, and their bodies decayed, and that's why we have so much oil under the sands of Saudi Arabia. Well, you know, it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is, if you say it often enough and frequently enough, why most people will believe that it's really true, even though it's a total lie. We've been running out of oil, we're running out of natural gas, we're running out of energy, we're running out of water, we're running out of fresh air. All of these things threaten America. We must do is give more power to government to protect us. Certainly within the last year, we've been talking about peak oil, peak oil, peak oil, no more energy, conservation, new government programs, and now within the last month, they've suddenly announced we have more natural gas in the world. We know what to do with. Last 60 years, we have some of the greatest supplies of natural gas here in the United States. Some 2,323 trillion cubic feet have already been discovered. They're discovering new natural gas supplies all the time. So we certainly could burn natural gas and create our electricity, you know, and not be polluting the air with the fumes of burning coal that contains mercury that contaminates our fish. But, of course, we don't want the American people to know that there really isn't a problem, because you've got to have a problem before you can have a solution of more government control over our lives. Well, with us this morning is Michael Shaw, certainly one of the leading experts on this whole scam of sustainable development and Agenda 21 that are being used to justify ever more control over your lives and the destruction of our society. Because, you see, this whole thing about cap and trade and global warming is really designed to force us to cut back on the use of electricity and the production of electricity. And that's why they want you to get an electric car, because by the time, you know, if they had their way, the price of electricity would be so high you wouldn't be able to plug the car in, and they hate anything that gives you a certain modem of independence. They want to control you and everything else. I'm going to let Michael tell you this story. It is an incredible story. Michael, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Well, it's my pleasure, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with your audience.
you've grown.
You're describing the kinds of crises that are regularly created in this country and around the world. You know, they create a crisis to cause a shortage. The goal really is to lead to a police state, and we see signs of the dawning of that police state all the time. But what I want to talk about today is focused on California. People may say, well, I don't live in California. What difference does that make? But I'm 60 years old, and since I was a teenager and, you know, made my trip back to my parents' home state of Iowa and worked on a farm there, it was clear to me from the reaction I got from people that if you were from California, you know, that was a big deal, because everything that started across America began in California, and through my life I've seen that again and again, and one of the big moves California has made in the last year is the establishment of so-called Sustainable Communities Strategy, authorized through the California Senate Bill 375, which was passed last year. But just in the last 2 weeks has had issued pursuant to it the, quote, recommendations of the Regional Targets Advisory Committee pursuant to Senate Bill 375. This is a report to the California Air Resources Board. What's key about just that language is not only the use of the term Sustainable Communities Strategy, which is what this is all about, but the idea of regional targets. People need to understand what regionalism is. Regionalism is the abandonment of traditional political boundaries. And in its place, non-elected officials or bureaucrats operate the law on a regional basis. This way, emerging law, as in California, gets away from the actions undertaken by local politicians. In this state and in most states now, regional government authorities have been established to control air, water, transportation, and all kinds of other aspects of our life. So what we have are unelected bureaucrats making decisions that elected officials must then implement. And that's what the Sustainable Communities Strategy, Senate Bill 375 in California, calls for. Now, Governor Schwarzenegger, in announcing this whole program, said that California will be the model for the rest of the state in implementing the Sustainable Communities Strategy. So that's why it's important for people around the country to know what's coming toward them, because when one state legislature passes landmark legislation like this, it does then, over a short period of time, become a flurry of activity in other states. So understanding what's happening in California gives you a chance, wherever you may be, to understand the dynamic when it hits your state, and if it hasn't already, it will soon, because this sustainable strategy is something that has been pushed by the federal government. It's been designed and directed by the United Nations. So we really are in the world of the establishment of a global governance operating at the local level. And every federal agency is now committed and works to implement the UN's Sustainable Development Program.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw. It's all about one world government, one world control.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the K&K discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2 a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Paint Your Wagon reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message was sponsored by Paint Your Wagon, totally dedicated to the care and enrichment of our area seniors. For more information regarding programs and admissions, call 823-5390. That's 823-5390. That's Paint Your Wagon in Lyons, where they're always working for our seniors.
You've heard of it, the hair of the dog that bit you. A solution for your morning woes when you've had too much to drink. Each 12-ounce can of hair of the dog provides you with a natural, smooth energy boost and is a good liver detoxifier, even if you don't drink alcohol. To order hair of the dog or the 7 other awesome liquid nutrition products, go to www.liquidnutrition.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Michael Shaw, and we're talking about this program of sustainable development, which takes us into regionalization, where you actually have non-elected bureaucrats who control everything. You know, we have a constitution, but there are people who hate the Constitution. It's all about power. It's about regulation. It's about taking away property rights. It's about the ability to do what they want to do because they don't believe in individual freedom. And it's all about a one-world government. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, this bill, Senate Bill 375, intends to remake California. It implements it all... from all perspectives, the concept of regional government. And remember, regional government has often been likened to communism. After all, the Soviet government ran on a regionalist platform, operated through regionalist policies. Fascism and Hitler's regime did the same thing. America's moving quickly, and this state bill in California moves very firmly toward the establishment of regional government. It deters private transportation, and it works to abolish private property. Now, let's talk about the private property aspect of that and how that comes to be. Under this bill, regional authorities are to make sure that all development that takes place in California conforms to the smart growth initiative for such development. That means that all development must be inside city circles. That means that cities are to be built up and not out. It means that communities are to become walkable. You can go to Chicago today, or you can come here to Santa Cruz, and you'll find increasing number of housing units being built in a dense way without any parking facilities. No garages, no on-street parking, no parking lots, simply homes where the residents are expected to either get on a train if they want to move around, get on a bicycle, or walk. In fact, one of the big nomenclatures for smart growth development is, quote, walkable communities, where everything you need is within walking distance of your flat on the 33rd floor. Now, the Senate bill makes smart growth a state requirement. Regional agencies will direct cities on how to implement this smart growth development pattern. That means that no development is to occur in this state in rural areas as we move forward. Everything must conform to smart growth development standards. All transportation modes in the state are to shift. And, of course, that shift is away from cars. It's to bikes, walks, and trains. Now, Senate Bill 375, in their words, is the scoping plan to implement AB Bill 32. Now, AB Bill 32 got a lot of fanfare across the country when Arnold Schwarzenegger signed it because It was California's version of the Kyoto climate provisions, because in this bill, California requires itself to reduce greenhouse emissions by 2020 to the levels of 1990. Well, this may sound fine to some environmental enthusiasts, but one that must realize that the global warming hoax is just that. We have not experienced it for 11 years now, any warming on the Earth. In fact, things are getting cooler.
Well, they want to tell us, though, that it's getting cooler because of global warming, and that seems they want to convince us that that's very logical.
Well, up is down and down is up when you've got a predetermined outcome, a predetermined
right. It's like giving President Obama the Nobel Peace Prize because, you know, he's supervising two wars in the Middle East. Nothing as it appears to be, but you go ahead, Michael.
Well, this AB 32, designed to reduce greenhouse gases, has massive enforcement provisions. I mean, California is on the verge of total craziness. 35 million people live here. We're all to be jammed into the existing cities in a stack'em and pack'em development standard. We're to get out of our cars. We're to succumb completely to this globalist order being implemented at the local level, designed to fit the emerging world governance standards. And, of course, under the world governance standards of sustainable development, or Agenda 21, the global community has committed itself to a program that seeks the abolition of private property. Now, think
it's
about
you know,
that.
Even more shocking is the implications of massive cutbacks in electricity, because they won't let us produce electricity with nuclear, which is the cheapest, efficient, and certainly non-polluting. They're tearing out our dams because they don't want us to have hydroelectric electricity. Certainly they won't let us build new power plants, you know, to generate electricity, burning coal or natural gas or something of that sort. So what they really want to do is shut down energy production so they can shut down industrial production so they can impoverish our people. But the average person can't understand that if you can't generate electricity, you can't have an industrialized society. But they don't want an industrialized society. They want us to get back to the very primitive society where we walk and ride our bicycles and where we live at a much lower living standard, like they do in maybe in Mexico or certainly in Ghana in Africa. But go ahead.
Well, that is the sustainable community's strategy. It is the implementation of the UN's Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Program. So let's look at that at the big picture. I mean, let's for listeners who are not familiar with Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, I want to give a quick review of its essence. First is the call for the abolition of private property. Second is the call for global education for world government. If you've got an eighth grade child going to school, ask him if he understands what unalienable rights are. The entire foundation for the creation of the American experiment was the recognition that each of us has certain unalienable rights that are simply vested in us because of our nature as human beings. Unalienable rights are those rights that are so inherent to the nature of a human that government cannot interfere. Now, the unalienable rights are identified both in our Declaration of Independence and in our Constitution as including the right to life, the right to liberty, and the right to the use and enjoyment of one's property. Well, our children are not being taught any of that. Instead, they're being taught the concepts of global governance, of interdependence. Well, if we don't grab hold of our youth, if we don't bring our educational system around to the concepts that reflect American values, then we can expect to slide towards global governance and the oblivion that it intends to bring. After all, Agenda 21 itself calls for a reduction in human population by 85%. That's what they admit to designing to do. Now, the third major element of Agenda 21 is the control over human action. And we see that in so many ways, from the cameras at intersections to the increasing call for the use of RFID chips so that people's actions can be monitored, and so that conceptual all-seeing eye actually becomes implemented as we increasingly find ourselves under constant watch, controlled by government agencies. You know, the Agenda 21 protocol has sort of a sing-song that they call the three E's. The three E's are environment, equity, and economy. By understanding the three E's, we can begin to recognize how the globalist program of sustainable development comes into your local community, even if you don't have a sustainable community strategy as part of your state law. Not that you won't within the next 5 years, but let's look at sustainable development from their own perspective in terms of what their objectives are. Well, equity means using sociology and the law to change human nature. Now, we see evidence of this all around, from the movies that we're subjected to the educational system that our children are living with, to the idea that equal justice, that called for in the Declaration of Independence, a nation where all justice is dispersed to all people, everyone lives by the same law. We see that changing now. Our law schools don't teach the principles of equal justice any longer. They teach principles of social justice. Well, social justice is what was used in the Soviet Union. Social justice treats people as members of groups, and every group is treated according to what the jurists think is in the common good. So in other words, under social justice standards, which we've adopted fully across this country, it matters who you are as to what kind of law is applied to you. The concepts of equal justice, the basis for the American establishment, has just gone away. So equity is the first requirement of sustainable development. The second one is economy. Economy means shifting our system of economics. The new economy called for under sustainable development calls for shifting from free enterprise to what they call public-private partnerships. And if you keep your eyes and ears open, you'll find that term being used in every city, every county around the country. We want to create a public-private partnership to increase our housing stock. Well, what that means is the government chooses its buddies, funds them, and tells them to go out and build affordable housing. Here in Santa Cruz, the federal government has given a county $3.5 million for the first 3,500 affordable housing units. That's nearly $100,000 apiece of subsidy from the federal government. You wonder why you're paying so much in taxes. So that these stack 'em and pack 'em 800 square foot housing units can be developed at a profit. Now, of course, the guys who receive this are inefficient builders. It costs them probably 50% more than what a free enterprise builder could build these same units for. They're subsidized by the federal government through local agencies, and all designed to put us in these smart growth, stack 'em and pack 'em sustainable development units. This is happening all over the country. It is why the dollar is breaking. We are breaking the back of the dollar of our currency because we've got these wild and outlandish programs that, in my estimation, are designed to do exactly that. That is to break our currency.
Well, to spend ourselves into oblivion We're borrowing $5 billion every day, and you can't spend yourself into prosperity as we intentionally are shipping our industries and our factories and our jobs and our wealth overseas. And despite the fact we're borrowing $5 billion a day, we still have massive foreign aid giveaway programs. It doesn't make sense, Michael, unless you understand the purpose is to destroy this nation, to impoverish our people so they can be controlled. But go right ahead.
Be controlled by a world government. And that you've touched on the second element of economy. It's not just shifting from free enterprise to public-private partnership, which, of course, is a euphemism for economic fascism. But the second element of the economic, the new economy that America is launching off onto is the redistribution of America's wealth.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. America.
How well do you know the law? While living in the same small community all your life, you've never been called for jury duty. In the United States, aren't all taxpayers eligible for the Pettit jury? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837, Citizen Power.
Who decides who's on the list jurors are picked from? Brace yourselves for this one. In many states, the sheriff picks the jury list. In other words, very often the officer who made the arrest will choose the list from which the jury will be chosen. If your state lets the accusers choose the jury, the solution is to petition the legislature to halt this unconstitutional practice.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, I've Dan back here, our guest this morning, Michael Shaw. And Michael, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your organization, Freedom Advocates, and how they can join you in your efforts to expose this greatest of all threats to our nation today. The whole process of sustainable development, which includes global warming and the cap and trade, but the common denominator is sustainable development. Go right ahead.
Well, our website is freedomadvocates.org. You can reach us by phone at 831-684-5600. 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232. When you get to our website, you'll find a very well compiled and very deep focus on Sustainable Development Agenda 21. Plenty of audio, video, as well as lots of writings, and a research center with the documents that that are responsible for the creation of this dynamic. I don't think there's another website in the world that deals with this issue as thoroughly and straightforwardly as does Freedom Advocates. We have contributions from all around the world, and we get visitors from all the English-speaking countries. So it is a good source for citizens, for teachers and students. It's a great resource utility that can not only give you this information, but help you share the information with others. Because if this doesn't happen, and fairly soon, America is doomed. You'll also find many what we call neighborhood tools, from pamphlets to audios and videos and other writings that can be circulated to give your friends, relatives, and associates an understanding of what's really going on in America. And probably our best and most utilized tools are a series of pamphlets that can be circulated and give people a solid understanding of what Agenda 21 is and how it is in your community. There's no question about that. Once you've made a cursory study, you'll begin to recognize in your own daily newspaper every morning how the sustainable agenda is being rolled out and sold to you without disclosure. So it's about as important an effort as an American citizen can make today. You know, you can't defeat an enemy you don't understand. Our effort for the last decade has been to consolidate this information and present it in a way where you can understand it and you can help others understand it. And when enough of the understanding is done, we'll be on our way to getting our country back and preserving our individual liberties.
Amen to that. Well, you go right ahead, Michael. I think it's so vitally important that people understand that America is under attack today, not by Osama bin Laden, not by the terrorists over there in the Near East, many of our Middle East, many of whom are, of course, being funded by the Pakistani intelligence agencies that are funded with your tax dollars. The enemy is in Washington, D.C., and in New York City. And they are intent upon destroying the very fabric of our society.
Well, it was Nikita Khrushchev in 1959 who said, "America, we will bury you without firing a shot." Well, I thought he was a crazy old man. I was 10 years old at the time. But I've grown to learn that he had an insight that at least I couldn't appreciate or understand at that time, because that's precisely what is happening. America is being buried without a shot being fired. And that's because we are no longer being educated as to the rich American tradition and the promise of the American dream. We are being educated to to sustainable development objectives with environmental concerns leading the way. But let me go back to the three E's, the sing song from Agenda 21 that really begins to wrap up the ball of wax called Agenda 21. The three E's again are environment, equity, and economy. We talked about equity being the using sociology and the law to change human nature. We're talking about economy, which is to shift from free enterprise to economic fascism under the cute label of public-private partnership. And economy also means the redistribution of America's wealth. And this is why we don't find America capable of manufacturing like it once was. All this has been shifted offshore. We no longer have in a desperate world, we no longer have the capacity to take care of ourselves because we can't manufacture our own products. That's a terrible.
And then let me just comment. You know, I just heard last night on the television, they were talking about how if you have a car, you know, and they need parts for it in the past, why you simply order a part that was there the next day, take it to the shop, get it repaired, they could get the parts the next day. But now we're not manufacturing the parts here. It may take a week, it may take 2 weeks, it may take 3 weeks for them to be able to get the part for your older car. Because we don't have them here. We don't manufacture them here. Certainly the parts manufacturers are closing down. And you're just beginning to see the tip of the iceberg. Certainly as the whole industrial foundation of this country is intentionally, not accidentally, intentionally destroyed. And we're doing everything we can to finance the production and the creation of jobs in other countries. But not here in the United States. But we can't let the common people know that. They wouldn't understand the altruistic purposes and goals of our invisible government, the Brotherhood of Darkness. But go ahead.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, the third E is environment. Well, this is what suckers people into the other two E's. Most people think that they're saving the world by responding to the government's calls for reducing your water use and tearing down dams. Dams in California are being routinely now torn down. So we have a growing population. You know, the amount of water in the world is not reducing, but our ability to collect and manage the water is dissipating very quickly. So pretty soon we find out we're without water. Pretty soon we find out that we're without fuel. Pretty soon we're about to find out we have no industrial capacity in this country. Pretty soon we're going to find out that America becomes a station in global governance.
And they are intentionally and purposely impoverishing our people. And they've done away with the fishing industry, the lumber industry, and the mining industry, and energy production and manufacturing. It's all part of a master plan. People see the little bits of this here and there, and they scratch their head and say, gee, it doesn't make sense to destroy agriculture in the Central Valley of California, the breadbasket of our nation, because they want to save a three and smelt in the Delta. But they tell me that's the law, and we're a nation of law, and we got to obey laws, because after all, you can't have society without laws. We'll be back in just a moment. And ladies and gentlemen, the thing is, it doesn't make sense unless you understand what Michael's talking about.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Michael Shaw. Michael, go right ahead.
Well, let me finish on the environmental E, because it's key. It's what our children are being taught, is all of this religion around the environment. And let's first recognize that government has a role in the environment. Government's role is to make sure that the air isn't polluted, make sure that the public water supply is not polluted, and to make sure that one person doesn't pollute the property of another. But that's the extent of government's legitimate role in a free society. But instead, our government uses every environmental claim they can dream up in order to change our system of law, to change our identification with private property, and to restructure our economic system. The environment, the environmental movement, is a fraudulent cover for the creation of world government. And until we understand that, until our children get that message, we're going to continue to go down this path, and we're going to wake up sooner than people think as an outpost in a global governance situation that is seeking the reduction of human population and the complete control of all those people who do survive this cleansing period. The environment is important. The environment is not so critical or urgent that we need to destroy all the concepts of American freedom that have been built up over the last two centuries. Now, the Senate Bill 375 in California is, in the words of the recommendations of this Regional Targets Advisory Committee, is landmark legislation that aligns, quote, regional land use, transportation, housing, and greenhouse gas reduction planning efforts. It requires the Air Resources Board to set greenhouse gas emission reduction targets for passenger vehicles and light trucks for the year 2020 and 2035. The targets are for the 18 Metropolitan Planning Organizations, so-called MPOs, in California. Now, MPOs, again the words of this recommendation document, are, quote, responsible for preparing sustainable community strategies. Well, think about that. MPOs, Metropolitan Planning Organizations. These are unelected people that control what your elected city and county officials can do. Regionalization is not only happening in California, it is happening in every state. And the logical progression of regional authority is to gain total control over elected officials. And that's what these MPOs in California are designed to do. And they're first big, and their real objective from the beginning was to implement a bill like California Senate Bill 375, which now requires that all development happen in a smart growth context. That means stack 'em and pack 'em housing units where people walk to the grocery store, walk to work, and are basically caged in these human settlements, while the rest of the landscape is ultimately to be designed to be off limits to human beings. This is the process of Sustainable Development Agenda 21's so-called Wildlands Project, which takes over half of the U.S. landmass and puts it off limits, not only to people, but to any resource extraction. So not only do we lose our manufacturing capacity, as has been happening over the last several decades, but ultimately we'll lose total access to our resource base. If anyone thinks that today's population can survive without using our rural lands resources for the provision of what we need to maintain our lifestyle, then they are simply not making sense. The goal here of sustainable development is to create such crisis and such shortage that not only do we end up with a police state, but we end up with massively falling population levels. Now, people who might be my age or older say, oh, well, none of that's going to happen in my lifetime. Well, my message is it is happening in our lifetime. It is likely to be brought to fruition within the lifespan of the average baby boomer. But even if it were to be deferred past our lifetime, is that the kind of world we are going to leave to our children and grandchildren? Our kids are being miseducated. We have to stand up and do something about it. We've got to start by understanding what the real deal is, and the only way to do that is to understand Agenda 21, sustainable development, because if we don't, we'll continue to muddle along, singing out sweet songs of nothing that have no practical effect in the world because we don't understand what is happening in the world. So again, I invite people to our website to begin to gain the understanding of what Agenda 21 is.
And once again, the website is?
FreedomAdvocates.org.
FreedomAdvocates.org. And why don't you get your telephone number out again?
831-684-2232. Now, in Southern California, the regional authority there is called the Southern California Association of Governments, or SCAG. Now, these MPOs, of which SCAG is one, Metropolitan Planning Organizations, are pure Soviet systems. When I say Soviet systems, most people say, well, what does that mean? The Soviet Union is dead and gone. Well, a Soviet is a system of governance where predetermined outcomes are arranged, organizations are established. They are run by people who agree with the predetermined outcome that for which the Soviet was established. And it moves along on that path. So we have these MPOs in California with the predetermined objective of for the implementation of Agenda 21 land use policies. We know what the outcome will be, and they move methodically along to achieve those outcomes. Now, SB 375 provides for an option of coordinated development of sub-regional plans by the sub-regional councils of government and the county transportation commission.
Michael, we're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon. Talk to you this afternoon. Bye-bye.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, I'm Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoy our conversations every month with Michael. It's important you focus your attention on this subversive, treasonous activity that is being carried out by those people who hate America and would establish here a Soviet-style society. And remember, of course, it was the people in the United States who began funding Lenin back in 1918. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. It's an excellent primer on how we have created the best enemy money could buy, a social experiment, a wonderful social experiment to see how we could control the populace here in America. Well, several things. First of all, let me remind you, this is the last week to sign up for our all-day conference, North Shore, Monterey Bay, October the 25th. We've got a great group of people coming from all over the country, great speakers. Hope you can make it. And then let me remind you about the opportunity to buy a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. It costs you $149.95 plus shipping, and you'll get 60 copies of the book, the $12.95 book. You'll be getting for about less than $250 a copy. You'll be helping us, but more than that, you'll have a weapon that you can use to educate people about this spiritual battle in which we're engaged today. Are you concerned? Would you like to do something? Get a friend and go in on it together, or two or three people, and get a case of the books. And once we have 50 people signed up to get the books, each one that gets a case of the books, why the offer won't be repeated for several years. So then, of course, Christmas is coming. What would you like to get? If you have a loaded weapon in your house, you shouldn't have it unless it's in some sort of a lockbox. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, and go down on the front page on the banners to V-Line boxes, the V-Line lock boxes, something we bought for ourselves, and so we thought we'd carry them. We think it's a great idea, good quality product. You need something like this, and you do need a loaded weapon in your home. And then, of course, for protection of your mind, so much dementia, 5.5 million Americans with dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Look at the brain health products there put out by our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock. If you certainly would like to understand what's really going on in the world today, you need to get my talk on Brotherhood of Darkness, The Forbidden Secret, Financial Armageddon. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to put things into other prophetic framework, why we suggest Pastor Billy Crone's excellent DVD series, five in part one, five in part two. It's called The Final Countdown. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get the DVDs on the Secret Mystery series, very professionally done, going into the background of the occult influence at the highest levels of our government, including the occult emblems on the back of the dollar bill. The occult emblems on the back of the dollar bill, signifying their presence since the inception of our society, because they love to hide their emblems in plain sight, and they laugh at you because you're so stupid you don't understand. And they send our boys to fight and die in senseless wars, but they have no intention of winning. And, of course, they poison our people and our children, destroying the lives of our children. with the vaccine. Pray for America. Pray.